Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we are joined right now by Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, and Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What we're talking about here is a bill that has suddenly gotten a huge onrush of support in Congress following a 60 Minutes report about insider training in Congress. Todd, can you explain exactly what this bill does?
I can, but I'm going to dispute that it has a huge onrush of support in Congress because really, I'm sorry to say, a lot of members of Congress aren't terribly interested in new rules curtailing their trading. We'll talk about why. The 60 Minutes report over the weekend, of course, accusing several members of Congress, many of them very powerful, if not of actual insider trading, which is definitely illegal, of using their insider knowledge of bills, regulations, the markets, to make a lot of money. It's hard to accuse somebody of insider trading, and I'll bet Louise can explain why. But yes, a couple of bills have come out since then. I do want to say bills against congressional insider trading are not new. They've been kicking around since at least 2006. And what you often see after big reports on big TV shows like this is members clamoring to reintroduce bills that have already been introduced because it gives them some political cover. That may be the case in the Senate. There are a couple of versions of bills that are out, one by Republican Scott Brown, another by Democrats Kirsten Gillibrand and John Tester and some others. The common thing that all these people have in common is they're all up for re-election in 2012, so that may tell you something. There will be hearings next week, by the way, in the Senate. Here's the deal. Members of Congress are briefed all the time on companies, on the states of industries, on what other countries are doing. And they're passing bills, and they're debating, and they're getting sometimes classified briefings. They also sometimes trade stocks, or their brokers trade stocks. And a lot of times they make a lot of money. It is illegal, as far as I know, and as far as anybody in Congress knows, to trade on any information that's not publicly available. That's insider trading. Members of Congress have lots of information that's not publicly available. What these bills do is explicitly say members of Congress may not use information they get in their duties as congresspeople to make money on insider information. It lets the SEC prosecute them, which maybe they can probably already do, even though really they never really do it. They never prosecute members of Congress. And it makes it prohibited under House and Senate rules explicitly that using non-public information that you gather as a member of Congress, whether you're a member or a staffer, to make successful trades is illegal and prosecutable. Makes all of those things explicit.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, also with us, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So, Louise, explain what this means. How is it, if you're getting inside information, let's say you bring a banker in and he's going to testify before your congressional committee, and you learn something in there that makes you want to buy a stock or sell a stock, how is that not insider trading?
Well, you know, inside trading really typically comes from information that you get from the inside of a company. So in that case, you know, if someone's going to testify from a company, that does sound like inside information. What you're dealing with in Congress more often, though, is a little grayer because it might be information that's not coming from the company, but that's coming from other legislators you're talking to, and you're hearing that they might support a bill that might change a regulation. And the cases that have more often come out have really been about the information from inside companies, which is not as much what Congress gets. Congress more gets information about what they're planning to pass, what kind of regulations. But you know what was so striking when I heard all this week is the irony here, because, you know, the government has actually been going after insider trading on Wall Street for the last couple years. There have been several big cases involving hedge fund managers. There's a case out right now involving a Goldman Sachs member of the board of directors for giving information about an investment Goldman Sachs was getting and quarterly results that they had that were going to be bad in 2008. So Rajat Gupta, there's a case right now involving him. So some of this trading that came out in 60 Minutes, for instance, there's a report that Spencer Baucus got a top, you know, secret briefing on the financial crisis in 2008 and put on some trades that may have helped him. So how is that different from this current trade we've got, this current case we've got going on with this Goldman member of the board of directors? It's a good question.
Yeah, well, we actually, Todd spoke with Spencer Baucus about this very issue, and he says this whole thing is kind of a tempest in a teapot.
We're subject to insider trading laws now. This idea in his book and that other people have said that we're not subject to insider trading rule, that's absolutely false.
Todd Zwillick spoke with the representative from Alabama. So, Todd, you know, we actually had a listener call in and say Occupy Wall Street should move from Wall Street to Capitol Hill. And there actually are protests down there already. But you mentioned that many of these people that are now sponsoring these bills are up for re-election. How seriously are they taking this kind of combined anger against both Congress and Wall Street?
Well, the people introducing the bills, I'm sure, are serious about getting them passed. The question is whether their colleagues are serious. It is true that, at least in the Senate, all of the sponsors of these bills are up for re-election. I did speak with several high-placed aides in the House about whether this stuff is really going anywhere after the 60 Minutes report, after the book by Peter Schweitzer, who's a conservative blogger and author. That's the guy Spencer Backus was talking about right there, wrote a book that made him look really bad. Really, not much interest at all. What the answer that you get, and I even asked Whip Kevin McCarthy if this book was going anywhere. I was in a place I wasn't allowed to record him. He said, insider trading's already illegal. We don't need a new law. And he's a member of the leadership. That was his answer.
All right. Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent, and Louise Story is the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And we want to get your thoughts on this at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Todd, what are the chances that one of these bills is actually going to make it through?
I think there's a greater chance that it might pass the Senate if they get a critical mass of people who are up for re-election. In the House, judging what Kevin McCarthy said, it doesn't look great. But if there's a clamor from the public calling the members of Congress, that can change things.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent, and Louise Story. Thanks to both of you.
Thank
sure
you.
Thing.
We want to get your views on this. I don't know if you're surprised by any of this news about trading on information in Congress, but if you are, let us know. And do you think they should have a bill that prohibits Congress members from getting themselves rich or making more money off the information they learn in Congress? Let us know.